Yo, this Hello, guys, and welcome back to the very, very, very sober Pisces Lounge. Listen, you guys, okay? Out here is dry as fuck, okay? People are trying to be healthy. So we're just out here. Let me tell you, it's 6 o'clock right now, and outside it looks like 10 p.m. And it's cold. And there's snow everywhere, and it's only, what, November 14th?
It's cold. Like, it just came, like, boom. Like, just like that.
And you know what's going to keep... Like, next week's supposed to snow. Oh, my God. There's a couple of days. Like, basically every week, there's supposed to be snow. Mm-mm. And winter, I was reading something, and I was saying how this is the first snowfall that came this early since 1986.
That came this early? Yeah, really?
In Canada. Since 1986.
Really? Wow.
Like, the snowfall.
Like maybe, like, a heavy snowfall. Yeah.
Like, it's cold. Like, even last year, it didn't snow till, like, what, Christmas, I think? Yeah. Like, it was late.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you want to bring winter early, you better bring summer early then.
You already know.
None of this, like, happening. May, June, July.
I know. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, guys, welcome back again to the Pisces Lounge. Thank you once again for listening. Yes. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment wherever you listen to your podcast. Don't forget to follow our page on Instagram at the Pisces Lounge. We are now going into the season of Sagittarius.
Yep.
So Sagittarius is a fire element. Their quality is mutable. And their greatest overall compatibilities are Gemini and Aries. And so their date ranges from November 22nd to December 21st. Do you know any Sagittarius, like, personally? Yeah. You do? Do I? I did know one.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no, my sister's friend, too, Sanjuta. She's a Sagittarius. So their strengths are generous, idealistic. They have a great sense of humor. Their weaknesses are promising more than they can deliver, very impatient, will say anything no matter how undiplomatic. They like freedom, travel, philosophy, and being outdoors, and they hate clingy people, being constrained, and off-the-wall theories.
That I can agree with.
I agree.
The impatient one for sure, for sure, for sure. And there was another one towards the end. But yeah, impatient, that's the one that stuck out. To me, the most. I know a lot of Sagittarius. I know. They're all females, though.
I know. No, the funny thing is, I know Sagittarius, but they're all guys. Except for my sister's friend. Which is weird. Now I'm remembering another person, too. Wow. But yeah, the impatient part, that I agree with. Like, they're not patient at all.
No.
And they will say whatever. Yep.
Yep, that's true, too.
So Sagittarius are curious and energetic. Their open-minded and philosophical view motivates them to wander around the world. They're extroverts, optimistic and enthusiastic, and like changes. Freedom is their greatest treasure, apparently. Whatever that's supposed to mean. I guess they don't like they were saying, they don't like being constricted.
Okay. Yeah. Which is true. I agree with that, too.
Yeah. But yeah, that's like the basic general overall of Sagittarius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some celebrities that are Sagittarius. Miss Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Jay-Z. Offset. Juice WRLD. Lil Baby. A Boogie With The Hoodie. PNB Rock. Asian Doll. The Game. Regine. Tiana Taylor. Lil Fizz. Stefflon Don. DMX. There's so many.
You know what's
Trina,
funny?
Trina.
Everyone you're listening so far are very strong-headed people.
Yeah.
Like, very, like, Jay-Z, Trina, like, all those people are very, like, Nicki Minaj, too.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, Britney Spears, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot. But, yes, happy birthday to you
to all. To all of you guys. And I'm sorry for those who their family wants to do a 2-in-1 Christmas gift for you guys.
Oh my God.
Who they're like close to Christmas.
Yeah.
I would hate that so much. I'd be like, no, you can't be doing that. That's disrespectful. But anyways, guys, so kind of going back to Toronto and the weather. First of all, can I just say to the motherfucker that tried to cut me off yesterday, mm-hmm. I hope you fucking get into an accident, because this man, like, Aquia, I don't understand. Like, you see someone's trying to switch a lane, mm-hmm. and I had so much space. There was no car next to me. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, you want to come switch lanes. And then it was like, I held my horn down for like 10 seconds. I'm like, and I flicked my lights at him. I know he was blind after. He couldn't see.
Oh my God.
Then he switched over. And he's just looking at me like, oh well. What do you mean, oh fucking well? Like, he like was driving into my lane. And then he expected me to stop and just let him go around. Like, no. Bruh. People need to learn how to drive, because I don't know where the hell you guys are all getting your license from, but it's clearly not the same place that I got mine from. That's all I have to say. Jesus.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. But yes.
So, anyways, mm-hmm. Where was I now? Oh my gosh, hold on.
We're gonna do Toronto Canadian news.
Speaking of the weather, too, so apparently over 400 GTA crashes were reported in the last 24 hours when we had the first snowfall.
Oh, of course.
And that was what, on last week? Was it last Thursday or something like that? Yeah. Right? So I just don't understand. Like, a little, and it wasn't even like it was a lot of snow. It was so little. So a little bit of snow and people don't know how to drive. This is the thing. Whether you have damn winter tires or not, mm-hmm. you still need to drive carefully. Because even for me, my winter tires, like, if the snow's, like, this high, I'm still going to skid through it.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, you have, it's like, it won't freeze, I guess, your tires, right? But, yo, people don't give a fuck. They do not care.
No, let me tell you, the fucking dealerships and the tire places are going to be packed this mm-hmm. weekend because... Mm-hmm. Trust me, they're making money. And it snowed again today, too.
They are making money.
Bare money.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so there was a bunch of crashes. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like I was saying, apparently it's the first snowfall that came at this time in so long.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
But in good news with Canada, apparently we are the best place to live in the world. Yeah, Canada has officially ranked number one in the world for best quality of life. So number one is Canada, then it's followed by Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Switzerland, Finland, Australia, Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, UK, and then apparently someone was like, US ranks 17th. To be honest, when I seen the post from the person on the podcast, I'm like, yeah. It is a nice place to live, but you're forgetting how cold and expensive it is.
Yeah.
Like, so I kind of want to know what they base this on. I didn't get a chance to look at the actual vlog.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it's based on, like, happiness and, like, equality. Because I can't see, like, living in Toronto for 6 months in a snowstorm is better than living in a nice hot beach in Florida. Like, you know what I mean?
But then,
like,
again, they're the ones that have all the friggin' earthquakes and what is it, tropical storm? Mm-hmm. There's always a friggin' hurricane or tornado.
That's true. That is true, too.
So, bruh.
But people are just like, oh, I always wanted to live in Canada. And all this stuff, and people are like... And then I think you said, like, it's funny because you'd rather live in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather live in the States, as much as that, like, sounds weird, but...
But yeah, congratulations to Canada for being number one. I mean, hey.
I wonder who's that. In other Toronto and Canadian news, I'm sure those who listen to The Breakfast Club heard Charlamagne the guy give this man called Don Cherry Donkey of the Day mm-hmm. on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So...
Where do we even start? Like, okay.
If you don't know who Don Cherry is, he's, like, a host for Sportsnet. Like, Canada's number one, like, it's basically equivalent to ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. And he had a lot to say about people who don't wear poppies. Mm-hmm. Now, in our previous episode, we spoke about, I guess for the States, it's a Veterans Day, but for us is Remembrance Day. Mm-hmm. So the poppies were talking about. And basically, Don Cherry, Do you have a clip?
Yeah. So I don't have a clip, but I have a little bit of what was said. Mm-hmm. So basically, he was fired from Sportsnet for his discriminatory comments about immigrants in Canada. Mm-hmm. So basically, the whole Poppy thing.
You people love, you that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey, at least you could pay a couple of bucks for poppies or something like that. A period to blame immigrants for not...
So that was like a basically like a small little clip of it. So basically he was saying that like immigrants and people are coming to the country and you guys like want to take everything that we have and we're giving it to you to be part of this country, but you can't respect what we're doing as a country. So... I don't know. Like, I know you're saying Charlemagne gave him Donkey of the Day and stuff like that and whatnot. But I don't know. Like, what do you think about his comment?
First of all, I don't even know who he is. I've seen him here and there, but I don't watch sports, so I wouldn't know who he is.
I remember I had a big-ass poster of him in my garage because my dad loves him.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I always seen, like... Like, growing up, my dad would always talk about him. Like, he wears different suits every time he's on TV.
Yeah.
Like, these crazy suits and ties or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just, like, a sports commentator, basically. That's pretty much what it is. But he's so old. And the thing is like, when I was a kid, he looked the same.
Yeah.
So he must be, like, 90 by now.
That's true. I think he's, like, 88 or 87.
Yeah,
or
he's old.
Like, bruh. But then he also had something else to say. He was saying that, he shouldn't have said you people.
Yeah.
He should have said something else. But it's like, bruh, no.
But the funny thing is, though, about that, him saying that, he's like, he wish he worded it differently. But before that, there was another clip of him saying, oh, like, I said what I said. And I'm not taking it back. So it's kind of like, he said whatever he said and he meant it. But only because people are saying something about it.
I think I should have used the word everybody instead of you people. If I had it to do over again... I think I would have used everybody.
He's referring to his comments from Saturday that sparked all of this.
You people love, you that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey.
The controversial commentator says he was willing to make amends, even go on the air to explain what exactly he meant. But Cherry says he never got that chance. Cherry's firing has ignited a national debate. This petition to get him back on Coach's Corner, nearly 140,000 signatures and climbing.
I think at the end of the day, regardless, for respect as a Canadian, you should wear a poppy. Like, if you come across a poppy, like... And, okay, the way they sell the poppies is, like, you don't even have to pay a couple dollars for it. People, the cadets usually stand outside and solicit. You literally can give, like, a 5-cent donation, and they give you a poppy. So, for me, I had a poppy just because I was walking into the store, and they were there, and I seen a little kid. I'm like, okay, here's 5 cents, right? But I feel like it's not just for immigrants. I feel like it's everybody should just respect the veterans, right? But it's like, you don't have to be forced to wear a poppy. And I think with now the newer generation, they're not paying attention to shit like that. Right? Like, you always see the older people wearing the poppies, but you never see like a 17-year-old now wearing a poppy.
Unless
they don't
care.
In school. They don't care, and they're being forced to stand for a moment of silence. Like, they wouldn't do it any other time because they don't understand, right? Like, I get it, but I feel like that's not necessarily true. Like, I've seen people who weren't born here who wear a poppy, right? So it's just, I think it's an individual thing. And a lot of people just don't care. They just don't care to wear one.
I think the number one problem is that you people and this and that, so you're trying to say immigrants, okay, that all people who are born in Canada, or I guess, well, it's dumb because... We're born in Canada, so who are you really talking about?
Right.
I'm pretty sure he's talking about the white Canadians who were born here, right? You're basically saying all of them wear their poppies and the immigrants don't. Two, disrespectful. We're not you people. We are also Canadians or people who are trying to make a new living in Canada.
Yeah.
I don't know who you're calling you people. If, you know, he was down south, he'd probably say, you niggas.
I just feel like, in like, on a whole, in general, he should have just said, for those who aren't wearing a poppy, you guys are disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Like, he could have said it at that. Mm-hmm. And, like, if he said it that way, I would have been like, okay, fine. You want to say we're disrespectful mm-hmm. because we're not wearing a poppy, then okay. It's more of a general rather than, like, you people. Because mm-hmm. let me tell you, I walked down the street and I'm sure I've seen bare Canadian born people not wearing a poppy. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, no one, I think, like, at my work, for example, most of the people were born in Canada. I didn't see one person wearing a poppy.
I didn't wear a poppy.
Exactly. And you were not born and raised in Toronto, so I didn't wear a poppy. But he did make a comment too, saying, people downtown Toronto don't wear a poppy. Which I feel like he also said that too, because downtown is very multicultural, diverse. Dumb. It's majority of immigrants.
Yeah.
So he's trying to, like, go back to it again.
But you know what? I was listening to the radio today, and, like, they were saying, I was listening to 105, and they were saying, they're like, okay, let's say I do get a poppy. Mm-hmm. If I put my poppy somewhere, in 15 minutes, I look back, my poppy drop off, yo.
Those things drop off. And they also stab me. Yeah, like, too. Yeah. You know how many times I got pricked by my damn poppy from mm-hmm. this 1 week I wore it? Mm-hmm. Bro, I took it off at one point and just dashed it. Because they need to come up with a new way to, like,
yeah.
basically all of this is a needle.
Yeah.
You poke it in your clothes and you'll get poked a good couple of times. Mm-hmm. So people don't want to wear it because of that reason. I just stuck it in my car. Like,
but you know, here's another thing too, right? It's like, even you're saying we should wear poppies, this and that. How about making it a fucking holiday across Canada? We don't have no holiday in November. You know what?
Apparently, I heard they were going to make it a holiday. Mm-hmm. But the condition is each workplace will be different. So Remembrance Day will be a holiday, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously we have Family Day, mm-hmm. but they're making it in a way that, like, you have to pick which one you want off.
Hell no.
So it's like, they can make it, they're going to make it a holiday, but it's up to your employer to decide which one they want to give you off.
Why?
I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
That's so dumb.
Because the government gets Remembrance Day off. Like, I think, maybe not the banks, but, like, people working at the courthouse, mm-hmm. like, all of those kind of, like, high up government people, they get it off.
Yeah.
Right? But it's just like, how are you telling me to choose between, like, my family and, like, veterans? Like, say my grandpa was in the World War. Isn't that still my family? So why am I choosing between Family Day mm-hmm. and, like, taking time off to celebrate, like, a relative? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just dumb.
It's funny because... Sorry. It's funny because I was watching Global News, right? Mm-hmm. And they actually had, like, people come on and talk about it. Yo, let me tell you, they took me to school. They were saying, they showed a picture of actually, there were actually black people who also helped fight in the war mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. Canada. Mm-hmm. And how one person, it's so bad. Because, like, I was watching TV and it just passed by.
Yeah, yeah.
But one of them was actually, like, the first black person awarded with something. Yeah, for, like, being in
for
the
fighting
army.
In Canada.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you don't see those in textbooks. Yeah, all you see is white people. Yeah. But no, black people, Indian mm-hmm. people, Asian people, they all help fight in the war too. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny too because I went to my mom's house the other day and she had like a little, like a pendant, a poppy. Mm-hmm. But it was like a poppy that was like a dream catcher to represent mm-hmm. all the native people that fought in the World War.
Yeah.
Because they were here too. So they also, they had to fight too, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not just about the white Canadians.
Yeah.
Although you majority see like older, senior white people mm-hmm. wearing the poppy. Mm-hmm. But there were other people in the war too.
Mm-hmm.
Like whoever was here in Canada at the time was mm-hmm. in the war.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
very disrespectful. Mm. And it's funny because even his co-host, mm-hmm. right, was even saying, I apologize. Like, you know, I should have stopped him. I should have, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he didn't.
Mm-hmm. I think also, too, it's in that moment where it's like he's talking and it's like you don't really know. You're not, like, really taking in what he's saying.
Yeah, you're just nodding. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it takes, like, an outside person. Like, say someone on the internet or whoever in the background's like, oh, did you not realize what you just said or what you just heard?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's true, yo. Hmm. But yeah, there was even protesters too as well.
Yeah.
At the Sportsnet headquarters who were protesting for the return of Don Cherry. Hmm. So there's people who want him back, okay?
You know what it is? For those people that want him back, I feel like they see it like, okay, he said what he said. It was an accident. You don't have to fire the man over that. But I feel like because he's a public figure, it's different now. Like, if you go to your job now and you say, oh, immigrants should wear poppies, they're not going to fire you because he said it. But because he's in the public eye and it's like, you're going to have a lot of people not watching anything. Like, they're not, your views are going to go down.
Yeah.
Right? So, but then at the end of the day, if people want him back, right, you got to have to do whatever is making money. So, if having him back on is going to make more money, then, yo, that's what they have to
do.
That's
the thing.
It is what it is. It's all about money. But also, too, speaking of poppies, this is one thing that I saw last week and wanted to bring it up. So the LGBTQ rainbow poppy causes controversy as people are saying it's disrespect to the veterans.
Oh my god.
So my opinion on this, I agree. I don't want to say it's like not really disrespectful, but it's like a poppy is a poppy, and it represents what it's supposed to represent and has a meaning, right? So I feel like whether you're, like you're saying, black, white, Indian, native, whatever, gay, straight, whatever it is, if you served in the war, you deserve respect as a veteran, and especially on Remembrance Day. And wearing a poppy is representation of that, right? So I feel like no matter who you are or your background or where you're from, as long as you served in the war, you should be shown respect. So it's like, why do you feel the need to put your flag, you know, on something? Like, me wearing a poppy is not saying, oh, like, I'm representing all the veterans except for the gay ones or except for the black ones. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wearing a poppy to represent everybody as a whole.
Right.
So it's like, why do you feel the need to, like, put your imprint on everything? You know what I mean? So it's like, for example, like, say a person from Jamaica came here during the World War and went to go fight in the war, saying, oh, I want the Jamaican flag on the poppy. Like, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, a poppy is its own symbol. So why are you tampering with
it? Like, why are you trying to change the meaning and trying to just make your thing?
Because if you make your thing, then you need to make everyone's thing then. You need to put, like, I don't know, a Quran on the poppy then. Like, you need to then make it fit for everybody.
I feel like if they maybe, like, a poppy is already small. I feel like maybe if they had, like, a little separate, like, pin that was like a mini rainbow flag and they pinned it to, like, the center, that would be okay. Because, but the fact you're making the whole poppy rainbow color, like, come on now. It's not, like, about you.
That's the thing I was telling you, like, how I seen the one my mom had, right? Basically, it was a regular poppy, and there's, like, a little pendant attached with, like, a feather to represent, like, a native veteran. So it's like, okay, if you guys want to have a poppy and then maybe attach your own pendant or pin to represent, then go ahead. But, like, to make the thing as a whole, it's like, bruh, it's not necessary. It's stupid. Like, just respect the people that fought in the war. Who cares if they're part of that community or not? You fought in the war, you fought in the war. No one's gonna be like, oh, oh, you fought in the war and you're a lesbian? Let me get a colorful poppy. No, a poppy's a poppy, right? And I just feel like, it, like, I don't know, to me it doesn't make sense. Like, I just feel like it's not necessary. But people, there is a lot of people who had some stuff to say about it. Some people were just like, I think majority of the people agreed. Like, someone's like, okay, this person said, the red of the poppy symbolizes the blood they spilled. The black represents the families who loved ones never came back. The green is the land they fought for. The colors of the poppy represent every man and woman and child who was affected by it, regardless of race, gender, religion, sexual orientation. So don't change it. So it's true. So the poppy in itself, the colors represent something already. So it's like, why do you need to add on to it, you know? I don't know.
Oh my god. But definitely, much respect to our veterans who served, who have passed, who are alive, who are even children of the of veterans and stuff like that. Like,
definitely,
who had to suffer with their loved ones being gone, you know, wives, mothers, all that.
Even speaking of that too, so the Toronto police are investigating after an old city hall was vandalized overnight. Like a memorial for the someone vandalized and wrote, "Ye broke faith." So I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean.
What the hell?
That's like some old Latin that I don't even know what the fuck that's supposed to mean. Ye broke faith with us. So what God knows what. First of all, whoever did that is mad disrespectful. Like, it's a memorial thing.
Like, yeah, why would you do that?
It's like going to someone's gravestone and like vandalizing it. You know what I mean? Y'all are dumb.
Yo, I feel like in those cases, it's not a black person because we don't care about those things like that.
It's just some, it's probably somebody who had a grandpa in the war who came back and had PTSD and the government wasn't giving them enough funding for disability. It was probably someone who went through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Who was just angry at the government.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
There's just so much Toronto news. Oh my God.
Other Toronto news. Okay. I saw on the news that a mother and her kids were walking into their apartment building when an AC unit fell on top of her two-year-old daughter and she passed away. Like, that right there.
The stroller and everything.
Yeah.
So, is the mom okay?
The rest of the kids and the mom's okay.
It's just the one in the stroller.
The one in the stroller. And, like, I believe the apartment, the owner of the apartment or something like that, I don't know. They were, I think a couple years ago, they were trying to like eliminate AC units in the windows like that. Because it's a safety hazard.
Let me tell you, I had one and they're heavy. Yeah. And the way you put it, like the part that's inside of your built in your house is like that much. The rest of the whole big box is like sticking out the window kind of hanging over. So if you don't have it in there properly, you have to like plank it up with wood pieces too. Like you can't just put it in your window.
Oh my God.
So I know a lot of people, they don't care when they're hot, they're just sticking shit in the window and done. That's very unfortunate. Prayers go out to that family, and I really hope that the ignorant person who didn't install the AC properly gets penalized for it very hard.
Yeah.
And hopefully the family gets some kind of compensation. Nothing can compensate for your kid dying. But like, that's fucking shit bad luck, yo. That's terrible.
It's so sad.
Also, speaking of other murders, there was a father in Brampton who was charged with 2 counts of first degree murder after 2 children were found dead in his home. My God, when I saw that, I'm like, what the people are sick. People need help.
The funny thing is, they won't release like basically how they passed, because when they seen them, they didn't look like they've been beaten or anything like that, so they don't know what happened.
Edwin Bastidas, that sounds like
they're like Spanish or something.
Spanish or maybe like Trini Guyanese. Maybe, who knows, maybe he poisoned them, did something, who knows, like, bruh.
Yeah, that is crazy.
There was also, even speaking of more violence, police seized a rifle, arrest teens after food delivery person robbed at gunpoint in Scarborough. So, teens reportedly took the delivery person's credit cards, cash, and food he was delivering. These little kids are out of, well, basically, so yeah, it was a bunch of young kids who basically robbed a delivery person at gunpoint. And the gun is like this big ass, like, not no small thing.
Oh my God.
And first of all, I don't even know where these kids are getting these fucking guns. That's what I want to know. And whoever is selling or giving kids guns, you guys, let me tell you, I have to say you're just haters.
Yeah.
You're mad because your life sucks and you fucked up and now you just want to like want kids to follow in your footsteps so you can be miserable with them. That's disrespectful on a whole nother level.
It's too much. Honestly, guys, the shootings, the deaths this week have just been too much. But in light of all that, Santa Claus is coming to town for the 115th annual Toronto Santa Claus Parade this Sunday.
I was just asking Chrisley about it because I know she takes her nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, do you know what it is? But now that I know it's a Sunday, I'm like,
I've never been.
I went a couple of times. Like when I was a kid, it was really fun. But now I find like, because Toronto's just so overpopulated now, like it's just so packed.
Yeah.
It's packed. And like you have to get there hours before to sit in the front, and then it's like, because I don't have kids, if I'm just going by myself, people are gonna say, excuse me, my kid can't see. Like, I can't bother with all that
I know
shit. I can't. It's like, it's nice. Oh, maybe I'll watch it on TV or something. Yeah. One day when I have kids, I'll take them, but like, as for now, I think I'm just gonna sit it out.
So Yeah, I've never been to the Santa Claus parade, but since we're talking about this, remember when we went to the Christmas market?
That was cute. You know what? I went to the Toronto one, mm-hmm. and it was not any... The Brampton one was way better.
Really?
Like, I liked it. Like, the Toronto one... Because I went with Brian, and we thought, like, okay, it would be cool, it'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Like, all there was beaver tails and a big Christmas tree.
Oh, my God. That's
like,
it?
Okay, not like that. But, like, there was a bunch of other, like, little stores and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. shops where they sell, like, jam and fudge. Like, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But it was just so cold. And it just wasn't, like... They didn't have things, like... that they did at the Brampton one where you could mm-hmm. roast marshmallows, take pictures, like it wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there was just so many people, so much going on, and plus I had to pay to get into it's like I think really? $20 or something, $30. Yeah, it's wow. a lot. And so I'm like,
the Brampton one we didn't pay,
it was free. I know. Yo. So the Brampton one I will go if we can try to go again. Mm-hmm. This I think we tried to go last year, but we didn't make it on time. Remember it was
oh,
done?
Oh, yeah, it was done.
We'll see. I don't know.
No, we're always late.
And
somewhere.
It depends if it's cold or not, because that yeah. makes a whole...
Yeah.
Speaking even of Toronto, oh, my God, where the fuck did the post go? Don't tell me I just... Oh. So, the girl who attended OVO Fest back in 2017, mm-hmm. who, I guess, like, Drake picked up her phone and made a video of it yeah. or whatever, mm-hmm. she's basically selling her phone for $25,000.
Oh, yeah!
With the thing. First of all... She will definitely get that sold, no problem.
Oh,
people are crazy.
Oh, my God. I was like, bruh.
People are fucking crazy. Like, I can't believe this. But you know what? Hey, she could sell it and make some money from that and then go right
in her head.
Right a fucking head. Like,
there's always some kind of crazy fanatic out there. Mm-hmm,
something. Oh, yeah. Even with Drake, too, now. So, people apparently downtown were protesting and shit because Drake has a fur coat.
Oh, yeah.
First of all. Do you motherfuckers not see the weather outside? Okay? Secondly, from the beginning of time, people were wearing wool, fur, whatever you want to call it, to keep warm. Right? Let me tell you. If I were rich, I would buy a fucking fur coat too. Like, I like animals, but I'm sorry. The thing is like, you're there stomping on the man's CD, and then I was dying because, yo, one of the people protesting is wearing a Canada Goose jacket.
I know, so stupid.
So it's like, okay, you're protesting for what? Your jacket is filled of the national bird of Canada, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, you're mad at someone who's wearing chinchilla or a rabbit or whatever
and
you want
to
call it.
And you bought a CD, so that means you're supporting Drake.
Mm-hmm, because whether you smash it or not, you paid to buy it, mm-hmm. so therefore he's still getting that money in his pocket.
Right.
And that's going to help him buy another fur jacket. Mm-hmm. You guys are stupid.
Speaking of Drake. Drake got booed. I don't know, Drake. I don't
Why?
Know. But he handled it very well.
Okay.
Drake was at the Camp Flog Nas show. And he was making a surprise appearance in LA for Tyler, the Creator. Right? But people mostly came for Frank Ocean.
Right.
Now... I fucking love Frank Ocean. Like, he needs to come back. Like...
Oh, my God.
I freaking love him.
You
Do
know
you remember?
Reminds me of Frank Ocean. Who? When I think of Frank Ocean, I think of Biko.
Why?
Because he would listen to it all the time. And, like, when I first heard of Frank Ocean, it was because he told me about it.
Yeah?
And he was like, oh, yeah, did you know he's gay, too? And I'm like, no. So, like, every time I hear or think Frank Ocean, I think Jeffrey.
Yo, do you remember when we went to Montreal? And we got so fucking high.
And we were...
And then we were listening to Frank Ocean that we fell the fuck asleep. We were done.
Bro, I'm surprised we couldn't keep up that weekend. It was just like...
I was just too high that weekend.
I was high. And let me tell you, this girl... You guys, we probably told this story before. We went to a restaurant. This girl brought some oil she made and poured it in our freaking sangria. That shit was nasty.
It is nasty.
It just smelled so... And I know when the waiter took away the thing, the pitcher, he was like, ew, what the fuck is this? Nasty.
No, I know. I just wanted to get so fucking high. But anyways, so when Drake was there getting booed or whatever, mm-hmm. because they expected to see Frank Ocean, mm-hmm. he said this: they told me to come out and maybe do like 2 or 3 songs for y'all tonight, but I'm gonna ask your permission because I know this is your festival. I'm gonna ask your permission if I can stay up here and turn up with you a little longer tonight, Drake said to the crowd.
Okay.
He's like, if you want to keep going, I will keep going. So what's up? Mm. And then people just started booing. People were like, no. So whatever. Drake was just like, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me. Right? Mm-hmm. So he basically didn't even do his set. He left the stage 20 minutes early. So, after that, as much as, like, they were looking for Frank Ocean, I believe, right? Drake was their last act.
Oh, okay.
So, Drake was just like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
And that was the end of your concert. But
Frank Ocean was there regardless, no?
No, I don't think Frank, because you know Frank Ocean, real low-key. Mm-hmm. But I think because it was Tyler, the Creator's show.
Oh, okay.
They assumed, oh, Frank is going to perform. But Drake came out, right? So, anyways, after all that, Drake went on Instagram, did a post, and said, hey, plot twist, I just signed a 10-year residency at Camp Flogna. Sorry, kids, see you every single year till you're 30.
Oh, well, too fucking bad.
So, too fucking bad.
Too bad.
You guys booed him off. Mm-hmm. He got to go wherever he wanted to go early. Mm-hmm. That was the end of your show.
He probably still got paid.
Of course. And he booked a 10-year residency.
Oh, sucks for you guys. Listen, honestly, if I was expecting Frank Ocean, yeah, I would expect him. But if it's one of those things where, like, no one's saying and it's set in stone that he's coming, why are you guys getting mad if Drake's there? Like, mm-hmm. I like Frank Ocean too, but if Drake came, okay, let it be Drake then. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like you're replacing Frank Ocean with, like, P. Diddy's son. Do you remember that? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So, Tyler also responded and was like, I thought bringing one of the biggest artists on the fucking planet to a music festival was fire. But flip side, a little tone deaf knowing the specific crowd it drew. Some created a narrative in their head and acted out like assholes when it didn't come true, and I don't fuck with that.
Wow.
He goes, this nigga did feel no ways. Song is beautiful. Also, mostly everyone was having a great time. Those people in the front area were the ones being made rude, which I can see why. But nah, fuck that. Y'all represented me and flogged to my guest and made us look so entitled and trash. That shit was life mob mentality and cancel culture in real life. And I think that shit is fucking trash. Mm-hmm. Nigga did feel no ways. That song is beautiful. Most guys don't do album cuts. Thank you, Aubrey. Like I love that song and thought that would never happen. He really did that for me and I appreciate it because he did not have to come at all. See, our worlds come together was so great in theory. So again, thank you, Drake. I'm fucking pissed. Hotline Bling was next and that's my fucking shit. I'm gonna play that in the shower right now. Love, Tyler, the Creator. Like, yo, bruh. Like, you guys, why do you love to hate? Why? What did Drake do to you guys?
That's the thing. I don't know. Like, what's wrong with people?
All Drake does is put on artists from the States.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's helping you guys out. And
then you guys want to come in.
You guys want to come in, whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen, nobody would have known who the fuck the Migos were if it wasn't for Drake on Versace, that song. I didn't know who the hell. I thought Migos was one person.
Me too. I didn't know who they were at first. I had no idea.
So, you guys mean to tell me you're gonna shit on a rapper who's doing big numbers, big things? I would be so happy. I'd be like, yeah, Anyways, it's too bad because he's gonna be there every year.
Yep.
So, it's too bad, you
know? That sucks for them. Like I'm saying, he's still going to get paid. He has his contract. Mm-hmm. Regardless, there's going to be people who are still going to go, still going to show up, still going to see the performances. He's going to get paid. And y'all are going to sit there in your room crying and whining about, oh, Drake this, Drake that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So, some other news, not really in Canada. I don't know how true this is or not. But in China, China is banning kids under 18 from playing video games for more than 90 minutes a day. And they're no longer allowed to play between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. On weekends, they'll be allowed to play 3 hours a day. Honestly, I agree. I think it's a good idea because an hour and a half on a school day is a lot of time to play video games. That's more than enough. And then, like, what kid should be out of their bed at 10 p.m. playing video games anyways? Like, you know what I mean?
Under 18, right?
Yeah. Like, maybe 16, 17, but I feel like more, like, if you're catering to, like, say, a 9, 10-year-old, then I feel like, okay, that's reasonable.
My thing is, China has so many fucking people. Like, how are you going to implement this ban? Like, how? You're not in people's households.
Unless it's one of those that, like, you can't log in on a game or something. Like that. Because everything's online now, right? But maybe they cut it off. Like, the streaming of the game.
Because nowadays, most games are connected with Wi-Fi and all that, right?
Like, computer games and stuff. Like, it's not really, like, people don't really buy the disc and go play it.
Okay, here's the thing. And I'm only basing this off of Korean. So, that's kind of judgmental. Or not judgmental, but, like, but assuming that they're similar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're Asian. Okay, so in Korea, it's like Asia as a whole, they love games. Like, that's just them. They love games. Could be trivia, could be anything, right?
Yeah.
But computer games, yes. Like, have you guys ever seen those championships when they're, like, playing a game like League of Legends?
Yeah.
It's always the Asians that are, like, at the top, like... They do have tendencies where it gets really bad and they're so consumed in the game.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's people like this here too as well.
Yeah.
But there, it's like most of them actually.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, first off, with their schooling, it's like they'll go to school all day and then they have like an academy, like kind of like an after school program, and then they get home so late.
Yeah.
They don't even have the chance
to do whatever.
So it's like video games are like their only release. You know? I don't know. For me, I feel like with China, oh my God, how are you going to get all those people to
do that? Yeah. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know.
I don't know if I agree or not. It sounds very logical. But I don't know if it should be a ban, maybe just to advise families.
Yeah.
And just, like, lay down the facts.
Like, I feel like if they have statistics behind it, like, okay, your child is more prone to, like, depression or anxiety or failing in school if they're playing more than 3 hours a day or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But also, like you're saying, if they do it a lot, like, if it's heavy, maybe they do need something in place.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
But it's hard because... Yeah, you're gonna ban it. The withdrawal is gonna be hella serious. Let me tell you, like, they have cafes strictly for gaming. So, like, just imagine, that means people are gonna be losing money. Like, I don't know about that.
So, in some other news, celebrity news, so apparently there was this whole entire thing with T.I., and he was on a podcast. Do you remember what podcast it was? Do you know the name of it?
Miguel's wife, Nazini.
It's like a female podcast.
Yeah, Nazini. I'm going to the page right now. The Ladies Like Us podcast. Yes.
So apparently, he reportedly said that he goes to the gynecologist with his 18-year-old daughter to check if her hymen and make sure she is still a virgin. This is what T.I. had to say about the whole thing on the podcast. This is a little clip of it.
So this is one time, I think this might have been after the 16th birthday. And this is what we do, like, you know, right after the birthday, we celebrate.
And, we go and check her hymen after. And then, what the fuck?
You know, usually like the day after the party, she's enjoying her gifts. I put a sticky note on the door. Guy knows.
No.
Tomorrow, 9:30.
Oh, this is great.
So look, right? So we'll go. You know what I mean? We'll go and sit down. We'll sit down, and the doctor will come and talk. And you know, the doctor's maintaining a high level of professionalism. He's like, well, you know, sir, I have to. You know, in order for me to share information, I say, Deja, they want you to sign this.
I want you to sign this right now. I need to know if your hymen's still there.
So we can share information. Do you have is there anything that you would not want me to know? Oh, okay. See, Doc, ain't no problem.
You are the worst.
So then, right? Then they come and say, okay, Well, I just want you to know that there are other ways besides sex that the hymen can be broken.
Right. Like
bike riding.
Uh-huh. Really?
Athletics. Horseback riding.
That's aggressive. that is aggressive
and,
riding.
You know, just right. other forms of athletic physical activity.
Is she an athlete?
Can no.
There you go.
So I say,
you're like, sorry,
I say, look, doc.
She's not.
She don't ride no horses. She don't ride no bikes. She don't play no sports, man. Just check the hymen, please.
So yeah, basically. He's saying that he goes with his daughter to the doctor to check her hymen to see if she's still a virgin. Now, there was so much fucking backlash with this because, first and foremost, if you're educated enough, you know that's not the only way to break a hymen. Like, because I know people say that when they lose their virginity, they bleed and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, it never happened to a lot of people I know because their hymen's already broken or stretched or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I don't know, people were saying even the girls in the podcast are ignorant because as a woman, you should know that already. And they sounded really surprised about it.
Yeah.
So there's this stereotype. And I even remember being in school, like when I was young, maybe like grade 8, grade 9, and like people would talk about it like, oh, if you don't bleed during sex, then that means you're a hoe, basically. But it's like there's other ways for your hymen to break.
Right.
So, I don't know. For me, I just feel like besides the whole him going to the doctor to check for his daughter or whatever, first of all, she's grown. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the fact that you went on air and talked and said that about your daughter, that's embarrassing and that's like such personal information. Mm-hmm. Like imagine, she's 18 years old, she's probably in university or college, like people know who her dad is, they're gonna hear about it. It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know, like I just felt so bad for the girl. And then there was, so Planned Parenthood posted this, and I got this from the Shade Room. They're like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but virginity is made up of social construct and it has absolutely nothing to do with your hymen. Some people just naturally have hymens that are more open, and many other activities besides sex can stretch your hymen, like bike riding, sports, putting something in your vagina like a tampon, or even like masturbating. And then once your hymen is stretched open, it can't grow back. Right? So people were saying, so some people think if you could tell if you have sex if it's stretched, but it's not the case. And they were saying you can't tell by the way it looks, feels, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. So I guess like people were just like getting at him for that. Like, mm-hmm. You really don't know what you're fucking talking about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you
think? These are one of those things that this is why, like, when a situation has to do with a female, men can't speak on it because you're not a female. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't.
You don't know.
First off, the fact that you even went on a podcast to even talk about this, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. You went on a female podcast. Cool. You're talking about something that is pertaining to a female, your daughter.
Yeah.
I would think at least, you know, if you were looking for advice or something. Mm-hmm. You would ask a female about it, right? I don't know. But first off, you're right. The fact that they didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
I knew it too.
So, I don't know. I feel like that was just common knowledge. Maybe not to the guys, but to females, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just common knowledge. Yeah, horseback riding and bike riding, yeah. You're pedaling and you're there bouncing on the over sidewalk and everything. Yeah, it's hurting your cooch, of course. Mm-hmm. Right? So, my second thing is, the gynecologist, that thing is private. Like, especially that your daughter was 16 at the time. Mm-hmm. She's 18 now, but still.
But like, even, I think the consent is 16 and over. Like, once you're 16, mm-hmm. you don't need your parents, like, whatever.
I don't know. But it's like, I feel like that was just, no. Mm-hmm. That's, we all, gyno is pertaining to vagina. Mm-hmm. And, like, the fact you're talking about your daughter's vagina, although mm-hmm. indirectly, it's still, mm-hmm. like, to grown women too, you know?
I thought it was disrespectful.
It was. And the fact that they were laughing, it's like, I get it. You could be laughing because it's a funny story. I get it. Like, it's a story that's like... But at the same time, if I were T.I.'s daughter, her name's Deja, I would be cheese too. She was liking tweets too, like, you know, against her dad, like... I don't blame her. It's like, how are you going to talk about my femaleism? Okay.
And being a male. Yeah. First and foremost. Like, I feel like it's one thing if women are there commenting and making, like, saying this or saying that. But then it's like, okay, even so, it's none of your business to talk about somebody else's vagina. Yeah. And secondly, like, I get it, you're her dad, but you're a male. So what do you know? Like, as much as you know about females, what do you really know?
I don't know. And then the Ladies Like Us podcast released a statement. To everyone confused, angry, and hurt by the recent episode of Ladies Like Us, we want to start off by saying that we sincerely apologize for our knee-jerk reaction to the uncomfortable topic. We were completely caught off guard / shocked, and looking back, we should have reacted much differently in that moment. The comments that were made and the reaction that followed are not in any way a reflection of our personal views on the topic. We support and love women and feel that their bodies are theirs to do as they wish. There is absolutely no ill intent towards any party involved and feel deeply awful about the entire incident. Mm-hmm. We are not perfect, take full accountability of our lack of action, and are continuously learning along the way. We know an apology doesn't make this go away, but we welcome the discussion. That's what our podcast is about. Sincerely, Nazanin and Nadia. So I feel like, I feel like I get why they released a statement, but I feel like the apology was for their ignorance and not so much them laughing. Like, to me.
Okay, yes.
To me, I don't... The laughing part, I get it. Tia was saying a funny story. Like, it's funny for me, for your dad, coming and saying, oh, here are all these gifts. Happy birthday. And the next day, you just see a sticky note on the door. Like, oh, time to go to the gynecologist.
Yeah.
Why would I need to go with my dad if I have my mom?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I feel like the ignorance behind it, I don't know.
For sure.
I just felt like, whatever. They took down the episode, so nobody can listen to it anyways.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So, I guess that's them. But
it doesn't even, I feel like, what does it matter that you took down the episode? Because it's already out there now. Mm-hmm. Everybody already knows.
But I feel like just to stop it from more people.
Yeah.
But I feel like, see, I didn't hear the beginning of that clip.
Either.
So it's like, we don't know under what premise they were talking about that stuff.
Yeah,
and why did T.I. bring that up?
Yeah.
But from that clip, it's like, I don't know.
Hmm.
For me, I feel like I wouldn't have laughed. If I laughed, I would have laughed at the fact that, yo, T.I. is actually talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think I would have been more shocked. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, hey. Yo, all I'm saying is this. I get you dads want to protect your daughters, but what do you think is protective and overprotective? Like, what is the fine line? Like, do you think him taking his daughter to the gynecologist is overprotective? Or do you think...
I don't think it's overprotective. I think it's a self of, like, control. Mm. Like, he wants to control everything in his life. He's so used to, like, having this and doing that. Like, he wants to control every aspect of it, including his kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, yeah, he wants to be protective. But who's to say that she's, like, in any harm by having sex? Like, she could be in a relationship with somebody. Or she could be consenting to having sex and be completely fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean she needs, like, protection from it. I feel like he just wants to know everything. Like, he just wants to control the situation.
But would you call that like him being a father and trying to protect his child from, you know, having a young pregnancy or whatever the case may be? Or do you feel like it's too much? Like, you should have let the mom do that. Like, we don't even know if they've had that conversation, like, her mom and T.I., like, what, you know?
Like, I feel like okay, like, if he wants to go and do that behind closed doors in their own privacy of their home and their family, like, who knows? Maybe the mom went with them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's okay if you want to do that. But the fact that you went on air and you're talking about your daughter's vagina.
Yeah.
If you talked about your wife's vagina, that's one thing. Because you guys are married, you're adults, like, grown adults, you're in a relationship. But then you're talking about your daughter's pussy. Like, that just sounds weird to me.
Weird, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine your parent going on air and talking about, like, oh, yeah, I took a quid to the gynecologist. Like,
yeah.
It's just weird to me.
Yeah.
I feel like it was over the top. I feel like he was trying to be protective. But then he was just, like, he didn't think it through, and he ended up, like, unprotecting her in the sense of, like, shame and embarrassment. Yeah. Like, he didn't protect her from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's too much. I don't know.
I would be so mad at him. I'd be like, what the fuck? Are you crazy? Like, bro.
It's too much. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's funny because it's like, yeah, you're checking for her hymen, but are you checking for diseases? Are you checking for anything right. else? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know.
I guess he's just assuming, well, if she didn't have sex, she has nothing else. But then, all I have to say is just, it's ignorant in a sense. And, like, I feel like, I don't know, he just went a little too far.
No, I feel like, no. Like, and I know he wasn't looking in her palm, obviously.
Yeah.
Like.
He just wanted the results.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I guess, like, doctors can ask the patient consent to share with other people, I guess. But still, I don't know. And she probably said, okay, yeah, my dad can, like, you know, look at my stuff because she has nothing to hide. But still. Speaking of America, so there was a shirt on Amazon that was being sold. This post is from the New York Post. And the shirt says "Daddy's little slut," but it's a kid's shirt.
What?
So yeah, so Amazon has pulled off offensive shirt and emblazed on "Daddy's little slut," thanks to some good old fashioned Twitter shaming, but allowed its third party seller to continue hawking off other color items. So, because you already know how Amazon is, people like sell their own shit on there or whatever. So I guess somebody was selling the shirt. It was for kids, and they had it pulled off. The shirt was $18 and sold by Only Baby Care. That's, like, I guess the brand, what it's called. But it went viral Friday morning, and the images were shocking to a lot of people. So, when I first saw this article, I'm like, okay. If I were to see this shirt, Daddy's Little Slut, it's something that you would see, like, in a sex shop for, like, adults. You know what I mean? Or, like, an adult wearing it, like, as a joke or a Halloween costume or something, like, or just even a 30-year-old hoe. Like, you know what I mean? Not for a kid. So it's kind of like, as a kid wearing it, how do you explain to a kid, like, oh, this is the shirt you're wearing, this is what it means? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. People are just, I don't know.
This is dumb. Maybe it's an adult. I don't know.
Well, that's what I thought too, but they're saying, and, oh, and it was Chinese a kid.
Sizing.
Who knows? But then a kid is modeling it.
Oh my god. That is crazy. That's messed up.
Yeah.
So, shall we get into our shows? We need to break down Power.
Yo, I don't even remember what happened, to be honest. Down. It was so long ago. It was like 2 weeks ago that it ended.
Listen.
I don't remember.
Fuck all that. Ghost got shot and we don't know who it is. So oh, we yes. need to break it down. We need to break it down on who do you think shot Ghost, in your opinion?
None of the people there.
None of them?
Mm-mm.
So who do you think?
I don't... Oh, someone told me a theory. Oh my god, I saw a fucking theory. I can't remember now. So, it was so long ago. I saw a theory.
For those who don't watch Power or haven't caught up, well, here you go. So... basically, somebody shot Ghost, and they shot him, right? Like, in the middle, right? In his chest, right? Okay, I feel like he's not gonna die, but there were about 7 to 8 people who were on their way to go kill Ghost at that exact moment. So, there was Tommy, there was Tasha, there was Tariq, there was Councilman Tate, there was Dre, there was...
the officer lady.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
I don't know her name either. And then there was a sister. Yep. Who else was there too? Sax? Was Sax there?
Yeah.
And Sax. So 8 people. Probably even more.
Now, the way the scene was set up, though, mm-hmm. there was only a couple. I think the officer mm-hmm. was at the back of the club. Mm-hmm. I know Tariq, I think, was already inside the club. Mm-hmm. And then Tommy was just getting there, I think. So if I had to choose somebody, it would be one of the three. But what I heard, or what I was thinking, was that he was already hallucinating and seeing shit and hearing shit, right? So I feel like he had a feeling people were coming for him. Mm-hmm. So he, because he told that lady, that he would meet her in the office or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So what theories I've been hearing is that, like, he started hallucinating mm-hmm. and got paranoid and was thinking, okay, you know what? I think people are going to come for me. Let me cut and leave. And he was just hallucinating everything happening, like him getting shot and whatever. And then, like, even hallucinating everybody who's after him. Like, not hallucinating, but, like, kind of thinking everyone who's after him. Mm-hmm. So it's not real.
So you think it was, like, a thought? Because he was kind of leaning over the...
Yeah. And then people were also saying that Kanan isn't really dead.
And that it could be
him,
because
we saw him there. Yeah. So he could be hallucinating about that whole scene when Kanan was there. Mm. Or it could have been true. Right? But honestly, I don't know. I wouldn't, if it really did happen, I wouldn't know who it was. Like, I feel like, I don't know.
Do you know another theory that I heard?
What's that?
That Tasha's little daycare boyfriend is another one too, because remember he came back to the daycare and he was like, oh, I know it's your ex-husband that's doing this, blah blah mm-hmm. blah, because he was closing he wanted to close down the daycare. So someone said, oh, it could be even him.
I don't know. See, because everyone, like, even when Tariq left the club, he asked him something. He said something and he's like, Tariq's like, yeah, okay, like like, yeah, eh?
Yeah.
And he kind of just left as if, like, he left being, like, upset. Like, he didn't show he was upset, but he was like, okay, I see what it is between me and my dad now.
Yeah, so, because he, it's like, you wanted your son to turn himself into the police.
Yeah.
And you're expecting that from him.
Yeah.
So, if for him, he's like, okay, everything you ever done was for you. And it's true. As soon as he was so close into being whatever, is it governor or whatever he's trying to be. As soon that moment he went to Tommy, he's like, you need me, da 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 da. He was being all cocky and shit. So it's like,
it's like, everybody, listen, I'm just glad at the end of the day, 50 is bringing it back in January and not fucking July, because I think I would have, like, I'd be so stressed out waiting for it.
I know.
Like, I'm just glad that, like, it's coming. Another season's coming very, very soon.
I'm just waiting for the spinoff. After that, because after the mid-season, it's only 6 episodes after that.
It's still quite a... Well,
it's okay.
Yeah.
But then after that, that's when it's going to be the spinoff. So, Power Book 2.
But we'll see. Honestly, I'm excited. I can't wait to see, like, what the situation is, what happened. I know that... Yeah, oh, my God. I think it was January 5th it's coming. I think something like that. Oh, my God. Listen, let me tell you. I am going to be first thing Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching it.
Yeah.
Because that shit, I want to know what happened to Ghost.
I know.
Because the thing is like, if you get shot in the chest like that and you fall over, you're definitely dead. Of course. You can't live. And the show, unless they just killed off Ghost.
I don't know about
that. If they would do that, but...
I don't know about that. All I know is that in these 6 episodes remaining, Tommy is going to find out that Tasha killed Keisha for sure.
Here's my thing, though. I even still feel like Tasha didn't have to kill her. I feel like she should have just told Tommy. Unless she was thinking, like, if I don't kill you, Tommy will. Or she didn't want Tommy to be heartbroken. And, like, you know, I think she probably thought, like, I'd rather you be dead to Tommy, like, dead, rather than, like, dead to him.
Well, the thing is, Keisha was, like, the weakest link, though. That's the thing. She can't handle it. She was trying to be, like, Tasha.
Even when she had to throw away the gun, she was, like, you know, like, Tasha's, like, nah, like, I'm gonna deal with, you know?
She can't handle it.
I don't know. But I'm excited for Power. I can't wait for, like, the other half of the season or whatever, the spinoff, whatever. I can't wait. We'll see.
I'm so excited.
we'll see how it goes. And even speaking of shows, so Married to Medicine didn't come out this week. I don't know what's popping with that. Very
disrespectful because they know, because they left us with a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It better come out this weekend.
So, I don't know. I caught up on Housewives, though.
Yes, Housewives of Atlanta premiere.
So far, so I watched the first two episodes. So far, it's better than last season. So far. Mm. But I think now the beginning of this season's kind of starting off more with Kenya and Portia.
Yeah.
And their stories are way more interesting than fucking, what's her name? The girl there from last season who was always bawling her eyes out. The fuck is her
Shamari?
Name? No. The pregnant one now. The light skin one. Yeah, her. It was all about her.
Oh, yeah, last her season. Wedding and stuff. And it was
like, okay, no one cares. Like, I don't know. I don't care for
her. Well, it's still going to be about her because she's in the drama, of course.
Yeah. So.
Kenya, do you think Kenya makes a difference? Because people actually write for Kenya on the show.
I feel like it just brings something extra into the show. Yeah. Something different.
Yeah.
And because she was gone for so long and then now she's kind of back, it's like something more new, more interesting.
But I feel like, okay, I like the fact that she had a child, but the whole like marriage thing, because you see how they did a throwback and they showed like when she was with Walter, when she was with Matt, when it was, so for me again hearing it, I'm just like another one again, like,
but you know what, already, like, even in one of the episodes, I don't know if you got to the second episode yet, but like even the way that the man was talking to her, like, oh, like she was even saying like, oh, just because he's had kids before, he's acting like I don't know how to be a parent. And already off the bat I'm like, yo, it's not gonna last. Like,
but I feel like also with that too, I feel like Kenya can't take criticism.
That's true too.
That, like, I could already tell. I feel like she feels like the baby. Like, yeah, she was always wanting a baby and she's gonna love the baby. But I feel like there's certain things, like, you know, that, okay, yes, he is a dad already. But, yeah, he is gonna be like, okay, no, you have to do this, you have to do that. From previous marriages or whatever, so.
But even, there was a comment too where, it was her birthday, and then somebody went to hold the baby, and then she's like, oh, you can't hold the kid because the dad wouldn't want that.
But it's funny, because also she went on fucking Andy, Watch What Happens Live, and they asked her, why wouldn't Mark allow other guys to hold the baby? She's like, no, I didn't say that. Yeah, she did. She was like, oh, no, I just meant, like, I feel like he wouldn't like it if another guy was holding the baby. Like, it would just be weird. I was just like,
but what if it's like a cousin, an uncle? Yeah, like, I don't know. He was saying, oh, you know what, my other daughter got molested by a family, a male family member, that's why. But I feel like he's very controlling, and that's how he comes off. And I don't like it. Like, you know, I don't like him.
We'll see how it unfolds, because it's weird how they got married so quick.
But they're not together, though.
They're not together anymore, yeah. Well, on the show, she was saying they're trying. Like, they're separated, and she wants to try. But one of the things that was a problem was that once she had the baby, she wanted them to be more of a family. So I'm pretty sure she wanted him to relocate, or they meet in the middle. And he can't do that because he runs a really successful restaurant in New York. And she's in Atlanta, so it's not going to work, you know?
I have that. It just, it wasn't bound to happen. Yeah. And then the whole thing with Portia, like, honestly, I feel bad because Portia has such, like, an open heart. And, like, she seems like she, you know, when she's in it, she's in it, right? And I just find it so disgusting, like, the fact that your girl is pregnant and you propose to her, but yet you still fuck people. It would be different if you guys are not together or your relationship is rocky, but, yo, you propose to the fucking girl. She's having your kid. I think both of their first kid, right? And you're still going around fucking... And, like, she went to counseling with him, and she's like how, as soon as he said, oh, he fucked the other girl, she was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Because for me, it's like, when you're in your most vulnerable time, and you're creating a family, and all you're thinking about is someone else's plum, like, for it's me, like, that's the ultimate... Like, so, if at that moment in time, when your daughter's being born and shit like that, your wife is about to, or your fiance is about to have your daughter, and you still can't be faithful, it's like, so when can you be?
It's, you know? Even Portia, she said, like, She was like, this man was beside me 24/7. Mm-hmm. So you mean when you're beside me, you think about another poem? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you actually, like, when did you even have the time to go mm-hmm. and do that? Mm-hmm. But they're still together now. Mm-hmm. Now that, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. It's crazy. Like, okay, so when Cynthia and Candy and I think it was Eva, when they were talking about the whole Portia situation, because mm-hmm. that girl came up to them in the restaurant. No, Candy was asking Portia. I think it was Candy, Portia, and Cynthia. Mm-hmm. And Candy said, oh, is it just the cheating? Because you can get over that. Candy said that. What do you think about that?
I feel like Candy can suck my dick because... Yo! No, like, honestly, I feel like maybe for her, because she's been in terrible relationships, mm-hmm. so she's seen, like, way worse than cheating. Mm-hmm. So I feel like for her, cheating is, like, such a small scale.
Right.
Right? But, like, Portia, like, she's been in other relationships, like, that controlling guy and whatever, mm-hmm. but I feel like for her, she sees it as the ultimate disrespect. Mm-hmm. Right? So I feel like her comment was just disrespectful. Like, what do you mean, can't you get over it?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what people value in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Right? They might value, like, if you cheat, that's it, we're done. Like, mm-hmm. no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, you had the thought to be with somebody else when you're in a relationship, so why would I forgive you for that, knowing you could do it again? And Portia was even saying, like, she based that whole situation on trust. So by you cheating, I can't trust you. So if you can't trust somebody, why would you be in a relationship?
Right.
Like, what else would you do in a relationship? Like, if you can't trust them to do this or to mm-hmm. be honest with you, right? But I feel like Candy's comment was just, like, vague. Like, mm-hmm. she didn't... I don't know. Like, maybe Candy was looking at it like, oh, they just kissed or they were flirting or whatever. But it's like, Portia sees it as, like, okay, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like she wasn't right to say that.
Yeah.
Like, she had no right to say, oh, that's it? Like, da-da-da. Like, no. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that was totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's just what... I don't know. Like, what do you think about that?
I feel like there are people who get over it. Mm-hmm. So, I guess Candy was saying, like, is there anything else other than the cheating? Because some people get over it. I think that's how she meant to mm-hmm. say it. But I guess if she said it like, oh, you guys got engaged, you guys had a baby, mm-hmm. everything is, do you think, like, is cheating, is that the only thing? Like, mm-hmm. can you guys work on it? Like, I feel like if it was other things like lying, stealing, something like that, yeah. I think that would make it more worse. But mm-hmm. the cheating, because we don't know the extent of the cheating, mm-hmm. is like, he still cheated. But yeah. it's like you were saying, people's values and stuff, you don't mm-hmm. know, like, you know.
Yeah, like, if she would have said, like, oh, so is it just the cheating that's been happening? Is mm-hmm. there anything else that's, like, pertaining mm-hmm. to it that's making it even worse?
Yeah.
But the way she came off was, like, get over it. Who cares? It yeah. happens.
But I think Candy was said that because she tried to ask Portia, like, what was wrong. But Portia doesn't give detailed answers. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, they don't know how serious it is.
But at the same time, if I were Portia, I wouldn't even want to give Candy details. Mm-hmm. Because her and Candy... We're at a point where we're even fucking like yeah. that, right? Mm-hmm. So, and especially the whole girl coming up to Candy in her yeah. restaurant, mm-hmm. right? It just was like, okay, well, oh I'm hearing God. It from you, of all people,
reality
who
from
the beginning was saying, talking shit about him the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Reality TV, fam.
Oh my God. But yeah, that's what I thought about that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of... Okay, so I had a question. Mm-hmm. It's kind of not really similar, but mm-hmm. going back to, like, being engaged mm-hmm. and, like, family and friends. Mm-hmm. So I seen this post on the Shade Room. Mm-hmm. So someone said, I got an invitation to my cousin's wedding. Mm-hmm. She's getting married to the man I was engaged to. He cheated with her. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, he cheated on her with mm-hmm. her cousin. Mm-hmm. My aunt... cousin's mom is trying to convince me to go to the wedding because family is all we have. So what's your next move? Like, would you go to the wedding if you were the person who got cheated? Or would you say, fuck blood?
Fuck
like,
no. Are you I crazy? Feel
like family, when people think family, they think blood. But, like, to me, blood is not family. Like, it's the relationships you have with people that make them your family.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like if this, my cousin knows I'm dating someone and cheats, like, goes and fucks with them. Mm-hmm. It's like, why, what? That makes, I'm supporting what you did wrong, basically, by going to the wedding.
Yeah.
And it's a slap in the face. Yeah, like,
it is. Like, okay, a couple episodes ago, they were saying something like, but if you know, like, your friend is dating someone, you'll be completely turned off.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I get turned off if my friend is dating somebody, I would get hella turned off if my cousin is dating.
Exactly.
Like,
but then it just goes to show how her cousin values her, mm-hmm. right? So she clearly doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my question. Mm-mm. It wasn't a big question, but that was my question.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. That is too much. Nah,
I would not like, go. And the fact that your family's trying to convince you to go, it's like, but
listen,
were you not like shaming her when she cheated with my man? Like, I don't understand.
Listen, I won't go, and my mom won't go either. My whole family won't go. That's the whole entire point. So I've seen a post on Ratchet TV. What is a weird smell you are into?
A weird smell I was into?
Or you're into, yeah. So I'll give you a couple of examples. Like, for me, I love gas.
Yeah, I was going to say gas. Yeah.
Some people said basement, I guess because of the...
Yeah, I like that too. Like a moldy basement, like an old moldy, like, not to sit in it, but when you first smell it, like, it's like...
Okay.
Books. Like, you know, books? An old book, and you open it and you just smell it?
Yeah.
Not like a fresh new one, but like one that's been sitting in a box in your basement for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, old books.
Someone said fresh cut grass.
Yeah, I like that smell. I like it. But I think it's a smell of the whatever's running the lawnmower.
Yeah. Someone said, is coochie an acceptable answer?
Well, I feel like for males,
probably.
Yeah, why not?
It's true. I swear, there was a post like that. Like, oh, is your coochie supposed to have a smell or not? Mm-hmm. Not a smell like a twang, like a little, you know, or is it supposed to be clean, dead, fresh, right? And some people are like, no, it should have like a little
a smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess coochie is an acceptable answer. Someone said dead babies. Very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. You already know that's fucking troll. Someone said bleach.
Yeah, bleach, okay.
Scotch tape.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't go crazy to smell it, but, like, I know how it smells.
Someone said the Payless store.
Oh, like shoes, like rubber probably?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, the rubber. That is true. Nail shops.
I love the smell of the fucking, like, acrylic.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it. It's funny because I asked them, I'm like, do people like that? She's like, so many people come in the nail salon and they like the smell so much.
Really?
I love the smell. It's strong, but I like
it. I don't like the smell of the acrylic, no. But it goes too much in my nose.
It's very strong.
Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, what is your weird smell? Let me know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? Someone said Kush and perfume.
Yeah, cologne. I like that smell. Together?
How would that smell like, though?
It smells like your car.
It's just a mix. It smells like my
your car. It smells, like, fresh. Like, there's air freshener. Mm-hmm. But, even though if you don't smoke in your car, like, the hint of it. Like, if you've ever brought it in your car.
Yeah.
Or picked it up and went in your car.
It's a mix.
It has, like, a mix. Yeah.
Ew, somebody said black and mild. Ew. Oh my God. That is crazy. But yes.
That is
interesting. That's weird. You know, nail polish remover.
That's too strong.
But mostly gasoline.
Gasoline?
There was at one point, this was like in university, I was like, addicted to Purell, like the hand sanitizer.
Oh God!
Every time I would go eat at like the hall, and then when you come out of it, there's like hand sanitizer, and I would always like take it and. Oh my God! Not anymore though. That one is gas for sure though.
Yeah, gas 100%.
100%, yo.
The worst smell to have up your nose, but, mm-hmm. and it feels like you're gonna pass the fuck out and die, is ammonia. One time I had like a bottle, I think it's like to clean stuff and whatever, they use it in hair dye and things like that too. I went to pick it up, I thought it was bleach, so I smelled it to see what it was. Yo, when I mean I thought I was gonna lose all sensation in my nose, like it's the it's so strong, like that's the smell that can kill you.
Like what does it smell like?
It's like a strong chemical, like think of bleach times like 1,000. Like it's very, it's like powerful.
Oh my God,
it's very strong. Oh my God, I literally like I took a good sniff at it by accident, but it obviously, me not knowing, like, you shouldn't smell things you don't know what it is, but, yeah, it was fucked. Oh, my God, I'll never forget that.
Ew.
Never. Oh, I can like, replay the scene in my head, exactly where I was in my house, like, everything.
The way you're explaining it, I definitely do not want to smell it, yo.
It's very strong. Very strong. But, yeah, other than that, I don't know. Like, I don't think... Like, I like the smell. Okay, it's weird. I also like the smell of, like, dogs that have gone outside in the wind and come in. Like, they smell like a dog that's been outside. But not, like, in a bad way, but they just smell like fresh air, but dog.
Oh, I don't know.
It's, like, weird. It's so weird. Like, if I take my dog out right now in this cold and he comes in, he'll smell so good to me.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird.
But anyways, guys.
Guys, listen, it is a work night. I still have to go get gas. I need to go to the store before it closes. Like, bro, this girl has not even touched our house yet.
I have not.
So we have to let you go. On that note, let us know what you guys think about your weird smells and scents. Like, what you guys think. We want to hear some crazy-ass ones, so let us know. Don't forget to follow us on our page at the Pisces Lounge on Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe, rate. On any of the platforms that you listen to your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Google, Apple, whatever it is, don't forget to subscribe. And just stay tuned. Keep listening. Like Akui always says, tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
You know?
I do want to say in a couple of weeks, we will be going on a hiatus. So, you know, for the holidays and whatnot. So, I'll still be editing, and hopefully we'll edit some previous episodes we haven't posted yet. So, look out for that.
Yeah, stay tuned. And obviously, because these episodes that we're going to be putting out are pre-recorded, so, you know, if we don't get a chance in the next couple of weeks, just, you know, everyone have a safe holiday. You know, be safe out there. I know Black Friday's coming up soon, you know. Take it easy.
Oh, yeah, there's Thanksgiving too, right? That's right. Oh my God, I want to, I would love to go to an American Thanksgiving.
Bro, it's one of those you have to go the night before. Spend the night somewhere, wake up at 7 a.m. Yo, people are in line at like 3 in the morning.
No, Thanksgiving.
Bruh.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, yo. Like, I would love to have... Well, my sister lives there, but I would love to go there and, like, sit with an American family and have, like...
Thanksgiving?
I wonder how that would
be.
An
all-American, like...
Yeah.
Like, from the South, though.
You know how they always say, they're like, yeah, they got them candied yams, and they got those greens. And, like, there's a certain way you have to make it. Like, I want to know how that, like, is.
A nice Georgia... pie, Georgia peach pie.
I don't know. Canadian?
Maybe Thanksgiving, I should just go one time still.
I know.
It's right there, but it's like, bro, who wants to drive all the way there?
And one last thing. You people named John Legend as the sexiest man, most sexiest man of 2019.
He's handsome, but he's not like, oh my God.
I was just like, you guys are calling Arthur the sexiest man now?
Don't kill
me. I didn't know that, eh? Okay, well, if
he's... Hey, I love his music. I really like his music, but...
I don't find him sexy, though. No. He just... He's, like, cute, but not like he's just cute. Like he looks baby cute.
He's like a, what do you call it? He's like a generic good-looking guy. Yeah. Like, white people would find him cute, and so would a black person.
He's the type you would bring home to your mom.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Anyways.
Yo.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Mm-hmm. We will be back next week. Da-da-da-da.
Bye.